Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021, and I am your pudgy little host, Robert. Hope you're all having a good week. Maybe you've taken in some Haitian refugees in your neighborhood, doled out some local resources for them. Wait, did I say refugees? Sorry, I meant illegal aliens. Ah, the times we live in, huh, ladies and gentlemen? It's unbelievable. If you ever wondered what a global, simultaneous communist takeover attempt would be like, you're looking at it, you're watching it, history is being written right now. And remember this, if the left wins, if tyranny wins, they will completely rewrite history. Every shred of truth is going to disappear off the face of the earth. So if that motivates you to stand up for yourself and your country and our fellow patriots around the world, good. Good news is, if you take a look around, the energy is changing all over the place. Not just America, all over the globe. The Biden administration is in serious, serious trouble. Every Democrat alive, every time they open their mouth, is basically making an idiot of themselves. Especially Biden and Jen Psaki and all these upper-level Democrats. They can't hide what they are and who they are anymore. They're turning people away. So let's seize on this energy. Let's make sure that we have the confidence and the will to fight back. And let's do what we need to do. Usually in my podcast, I go on about all the things that annoy me. And then at the end, I offer up some good news and some positivity. But I think this time I want to focus on the positive things first. Kind of like having dessert first. You know, we'll have a big slice of cheesecake and then we'll eat the stew. Now, we're going to talk about liberal gaslighting later and how they can't even keep up with their nonsense anymore. And all that is going to relate to what I want to say now. And what I want to talk about now is, let's not lose sight of some very, very important basic facts. It's not in the news anymore, and sometimes I think people have lost sight of some basic truths that are important to remember. They're important because they are the truth. So what is the truth, in my opinion? Well, what should we always keep in the back of our minds during these dark times in history? Because we're going through a lot right now. Because remember, the truth always comes out eventually. The bigger the lie, the harder the fall. It might take some time, but facts are facts, and they always find their way to the surface eventually. Well, eventually is pretty much now. A whole lot of eventualities are starting to take place all at once. Have you noticed that? There's a lot of stories that disappeared for several months, disappeared for a year, and now all of a sudden, a lot of things are converging all at one time. I'm going to ramble these off in no particular order, but I think you're going to agree that they're important. And I probably won't get into too great a detail. These are just, you know, reminders of things that we can't lose sight of. Maybe I'm not going to do it in bullet points. I'm just going to ramble. We're going to get through it. I really think we have to keep these things in mind. First, let's start with COVID. No, it wasn't from a bat. It wasn't from a wet market. It was from a lab. Not only that, it wasn't even an accident. Nothing accidentally leaked out of the lab. And yeah, Fauci is responsible for funding the research that took relatively harmless coronaviruses that, you know, they stayed in the animal population and made them contagious and much more dangerous to humans. That was on purpose too. And yeah, I mean that was on purpose in the sinister, I've got evil plans for the future kind of way. How else do you think that Fauci in 2017, right after Donald Trump took office, guaranteed in a speech he was giving that he was going to face a surprise outbreak? How do you guarantee a surprise outbreak unless you knew that that surprise was on the way? You have to look for the motivations and the agenda. All you're hearing now around the world is these leftist governments talking about the New World Order, the Great Reset. They're implementing lockdowns, vaccine passports, and talking about social credit scores, right? Australia has gone full 1939 Germany on their population, so you can see that this doesn't jive with the stats that are out there. So we know what COVID is being used for. It's being used for tyranny, the kind of tyranny that doesn't go away for decades or centuries. This is the big grab for power. This isn't just they're trying to push the world a little further left or anything like that. I mean, this is the communist takeover that they're attempting right now. Now, how and why? In 2016, Hillary was supposed to win. She was going to be the second 8 years of a 16-year plan for the globalists. Obama comes in. He's the divider. He divides and weakens the West. He promotes mental illness and mediocrity, victim culture, etc., etc. Right? Weakens the United States. And then Hillary was going to come in and finish it off with war, economic collapse, so that they can get their great reset and they would have something to blame it on, like war. We saw the massive cheating in the 2020 election, right? Massive. Now, did you know it was also there in 2016, but on a lesser scale? You saw the enthusiasm difference in 2016, right? I mean, it wasn't as bad as Biden, but it was bad. Trump was going to be the obvious winner. And all they did back then was figure that they had to win by a couple of points, right? And they had that algorithm built into the machines. They had their typical dead people voting and voter rolls and everything else. But it turned out that it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to overcome Trump's landslide. They were caught completely off guard of just how much people loathe Hillary Clinton, how many people love Trump. And the small percentage of votes that they had built in to cheat and give Hillary the win, it was blown right past it. It was blown right through. And they had nothing left. They had no way to come up with extra votes at the last second. And that's why you saw Hillary melt down and go insane on election night. It wasn't just the loss. It was because she was sure. She was guaranteed the win. Everybody said, we've got this fixed. It's yours. And she was going to win. And the fix was in, and it all went sideways on her. Why do you think Ohio took so long to report? All right. Ohio was like at 98% counted at like, can't remember what it was, 8 o'clock. It was early. And it didn't get finally called for Trump until it was like way past midnight. It took hours and hours waiting for that last couple of percentage points, right? They were scrambling. They were trying to do whatever they could to win Ohio. After they lose, then of course they spend the entire presidency trying to take him out. Reports of shady business dealings, taxes, women, Russia, the impeachment, on and on and on. I'm sorry if you can hear jackhammering in the background. They're building a building next to me. Despite everything that they did to derail him, the Trump presidency continued, and it got a lot done, and it set them back big time. That 16-year plan that they had, it got derailed. See, the reason that things seem so absolutely catastrophic right now is because Trump reversed much of the Obama damage. He got rid of a lot of the Democrat hindrances to the economy, rebuilt our military, really set back their agenda for years. So what's happening now is they're running out of time before their central bank credit economy just completely implodes. And they're behind the ball on this. They're years late, and they're trying to get ready for the great reset that they have planned. Biden is a complete disaster. But our perception of his disaster is even worse because he's destroying all of the great things that Trump did. What was supposed to happen is Hillary would get us into a war. Maybe there would be terrorism. Who knows? Something to justify the huge economic collapse, the downturn in the country, the downturn in the world. And none of this would seem as drastic as it is now because we would be coming from bad to worse still to catastrophe. All right. Instead, we got bad to good to great. And now all of a sudden, it seems catastrophically bad because he's undoing all of the wonderful things that Trump did. It's so obvious now that all of this is on purpose, that they're scrambling. It's almost laughable, right? This isn't bad governing. This isn't bad policy. This isn't Joe Biden being feeble and weak and not knowing what to do. What's happening to this country right now is absolutely by design. It just wasn't ever supposed to be Biden. It was supposed to be 8 years of Hillary Clinton. So what's the good news in all of this? The good bit of truth that we can cling to? Well, first of all, in 2016, Americans rose up and said no to the Clintons, to the liberal agenda, and they said no to 8 more years of Obama. That's fact. In 2020, that number of Americans rejecting liberalism was even stronger. We all know it was an absolute blowout, and tomorrow when the Maricopa audit report is released, it's going to be the first domino that falls that brings it all to light, shows how big the 2020 election steal was, how it was the crime of the century, right? But no matter what, the people chose Trump, overwhelmingly so. Liberalism didn't gain strength, it lost it. I know that might seem like little consolation given the year that we've been through, given the fact that Biden's in office and he's doing all this damage. We're sitting here watching our country be destroyed from within. I get it. But think about the alternative. What position would we be in right now if Biden had legitimately received 81 million votes? What if the truth was that it was a blowout for Biden, like the idiotic liberals believe? This country would be in for a world of hurt, probably permanently. But that's not the truth, and that's not reality. Even worse, think if Trump had never happened and Hillary had won, and we had just gotten through our first Hillary Clinton term, and we're now going into our second. Would America have any hope for a future? Anything left? Would there be anything left for us to cling to? Reality is, they learned their lesson from 2016, right? They needed something to first destroy the Trump presidency, second, bring in a fail-proof way to cheat the election, and third, seize complete power once they were back in office. Hence, the lab-made Wuhan virus, funded by rabid leftist Fauci, made to order. Remember, Trump was the one who was tough on China. He was costing them billions of dollars in trade deals, standing up to them with their skirmish with Taiwan. He was a thorn in their side every single day that he was president. The other guy is nicknamed China Joe. Of course they wanted Biden to win. He's a puppet. So you had a very willing partner in crime with China. No one else that I can see is really saying this. Maybe a couple of people. But this wasn't just a bioweapon from China. It wasn't China taking revenge on Trump. In my opinion, the virus was released on purpose in full cooperation with leaders of the Democrat Party. Absolutely. The timing of it all. I don't believe in coincidences. You had motive. It happened just when it needed to, and the liberals around the world are building an agenda of tyranny off of it, not addressing the health issues. This isn't about COVID anymore. That's the proof. All of these top Democrats you see up there and the high levels of government, they all knew. They were all in on this. That's my bet. That's my opinion. Take it or leave it. Call me crazy, whatever you want to do. That's what I'm willing to put out there as my opinion. Releasing the virus on purpose wasn't just a Chinese attack. The Democrat elites were fully in on it. I think that's eventually going to come out, and I think it's going to stun a lot of people. I think that's going to shock the world. They release the virus. The media goes on the attack. Every person that dies is blood on Trump's hands, right? They manipulate the numbers. They squash hydroxychloroquine. They put out false reports. They squash any and all therapeutics. It ends his rallies. Joe can go hide in the basement. He doesn't have to go out and do debates. He doesn't have to go out and be in public. It crashes the economy. All the job numbers that Trump built up, they come back down. All the things that Trump did for the country. And now they can bring in mail-in ballots, right? To go along with all the other forms of cheating that they had in place now. Now they just ramped everything up 100. But the truth to remember is they did steal it. And we know it. Trump knows it. He's known from the beginning. He said, "We caught them all." He says that over and over again. He still doesn't look nervous about it. Nearly a year later, and he still talks about the election and what's going to happen with complete confidence. We've seen a lot of the proof. We've seen proof from every state. Electronic manipulation, hacking, the machines, dead people, chain of custody, illegal changing of voting laws, deleted votes, votes being counted 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Trump won, okay? America is not lost to liberalism. And tomorrow, the first real shot across the bow should start bringing some ugly truths about the Democrat Party out into the open, out for everybody to see, and their crime should be exposed to everybody. That's my hope. That's the biggest thing that we need to keep in mind, right? We haven't lost the country to the liberals. Not yet. Not the hearts and minds of Americans. And every day our numbers are growing. I don't believe that they're going to ultimately get away with the election steal. I don't. If they do, if they stay in power somehow, I think that the entire country, the entire world is going to see enough evidence that they completely lose faith in these people. They completely lose faith in the party. And the next elections, no matter what they try, is going to be absolute landslides. Now, tomorrow should have a lot to do with that. But if you look at how badly things are going for them, there's Biden regret out there, right? Nobody out there regrets voting for Trump. They regret voting for Biden. Young people at football stadiums around the country are chanting F Joe Biden, right? These are college-age kids who usually are pretty liberal. Not only that, not only are we waking up on the domestic front, look at the world. Look at the world around us. People are understanding that this isn't about health and safety. It's not about COVID. It's not about death numbers or hospitalizations or keeping you safe. It's about tyranny. They see it. They're rising up all over the world. The deep state plan is laid out in the open, exposed for everybody to see. That's going to be more apparent tomorrow. The ruling class has been exposed, called out, and people see the big picture now, and they're choosing to fight for their freedom. The deep state did not want this to happen, right? People waking up and realizing what they're doing was not on their agenda. That's why they're fighting so desperately hard. Australia being a prime example, okay? The genie is out of the bottle. Pandora's box is open. All that's going to happen now is more people of the world are going to unite under the banner of freedom. We're all going to rise up together against this common enemy, right? The globalists and the central banking system, and we're going to defeat them. Anybody becoming so discouraged that they want to give up really should take a good hard look around you, okay? The tide is turning our way in a big way. This is before all of the important truths even come out. This is before the Durham report really gets going. This is before Maricopa shows the world how bad the election was and the Democrats are hemorrhaging support even before all of this information. Every day that passes, with every new day, Biden and his administration mess up everything. They make asses of themselves. They create new enemies. They drive a wedge between people that should be their friends, should be their allies, and themselves. And they're driving more and more people to our side who once used to support them. We don't even have to try. They're doing it for us. Watching the Democrat Party right now is like watching small children trying to lie. They're like five-year-olds trying to tell a lie. They have zero believability. They have no facts on their side. It's a train wreck to watch, and they can't help themselves. So let's go over some of the news that supports what we've been talking about so far, news that should show us how stupid these people are, and give us some real hope going forward. Maricopa is, I think, panicking the hell out of these people. I think it's going to be worse for them than we think. Is the news going to cover it? Not their news, no. I'm almost thinking that there could be a false flag today, maybe tomorrow. But here is what I think is an almost hysterical story about these fools running Maricopa, how all their BS lies over the past month, it just keeps pouring out. Interestingly, days before the audit is released too. Let's take this from the Gateway Pundit. I believe they're the ones that broke the story about Maricopa County Supervisor Steve, and I believe his last name is pronounced Chukri. I'm not sure about that though. They got him on leaked recordings talking about how the election was rigged. He's got no confidence in the people around him, and then he just resigns yesterday with all of this audio of him talking about this, and he says there's no fraud, Biden won. Dude, you can't say that when you're on tape saying the exact opposite. This is how pathetic they are at this point. They're looking you right in the eye and telling you one thing when you've got the evidence that's completely the opposite. They just don't care anymore. From the Gateway Pundit, Maricopa County Supervisor Steve Chukri has been busted in leaked audio recordings where he tells the truth about the Maricopa County 2020 election. Chukri said that the extremely small-scale audit performed by Maricopa County and used to declare this election was free and fair was actually, quote, pretty bullshit. In a March 22nd meeting with We the People Arizona Alliance, Chukri told Shelby Bush and Steve Robinson that his colleague, Clint Hickman, didn't have the guts to do a real audit. I should have never believed what I was being told, Chukri said, after believing that they could only audit approximately 47,000 ballots out of the nearly 2.1 million. Chukri knew that Maricopa County needed a comprehensive, full forensic audit to find the truth. In a recorded phone call on January 22nd, Chukri shared what he really thinks happened before he agreed to perform an audit of only 2% of the ballots and fought against audits in unity with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Chukri, I think it was done through dead people voting. I think it was multifaceted. This other guy, Bush. They threw everything but the kitchen sink at these elections. The information, the data we have is incredible. USA Today has put out a hit piece on our organization stating that the information we provided at our rally was conspiracy and unfounded truth. We have the evidence. We have the voter rolls. We have it. But they don't want to admit it, and you're right, it was multi-layered. It was dead voters. Chukri responds, ballot harvesting. And he goes on talking about the audit. Chukri, Hickman wanted to have a conversation with an audit. He just didn't have the guts to do it at the end of last year, after I'd been asking for something. Those guys want to suck up and kiss up for your vote, and my biggest mistake, and I said this to Eric, was I should have never believed what I was being told about we couldn't do more than 2% of the audit before we certified the election. My biggest mistake was listening to that. I should have listened to Andy Biggs, and I think even Brnovich said you could do 30%. Hickman screwed up there because I didn't know about it until it was too late. Clint Hickman withheld critical election information from the Board of Supervisors in order to save his seat. It appears that Congressman Andy Biggs and Attorney General Brnovich told them this to begin with. While they labeled us conspiracy theorists for not trusting their fake audit, Choukri was behind the scenes spilling the beans on Hickman and Chairman Jack Sellers' possible coup. Now, this goes on for a while. If you're really interested, you can hit the articles, you can listen to his entire interviews. The point is, you have this official who's fully aware that the election had bad issues. He brings it to people's attention. He's got no confidence in the BS audit that they did. Called out the liars, called them out as frauds, has no confidence in the Dominion machines. He mentions that later in the article too. He rails on about this election. And then when the Gateway Pundit releases the tapes, where the whole world can listen to him make these statements, he turns around and he resigns. And what does he say? There was no cover-up. The election was not stolen. Biden won. All right, here's part of his sad little speech. Unfortunately, the political landscape changed for the worse this year. The environment is wrought with toxicity, and all civility and decorum no longer seems to have a place. The fixation with the 2020 election result and aftermath have gotten out of control. In recent days, it has come to light that I was secretly recorded in conversations regarding differences with some of my colleagues about an audit of the 2020 election. The comments I made were during a very turbulent time. My colleagues have every right to both be angry and disappointed with me. I should not have made such statements and offer my colleagues heartfelt apologies. I do not want to perpetuate the very problem I ran to eliminate several years ago. While I have had my differences with my colleagues, I have known them to be good, honorable, and ethical men. The picture some individuals are trying to paint about a cover-up, scam, and other nonsense about my colleagues and myself is simply false. There was no cover-up. The election was not stolen. Biden won. The picture some individuals are trying to paint about a cover-up and scam and all and nonsense about my colleagues and myself is false. We have you on tape saying it out loud. What is wrong with these people? That's like somebody's wife finding her husband's phone, finding text messages with another woman that he's having an affair with, going through his photos and finding racy pics, showing all of that to him at the dinner table in front of their friends and family, and then he says it didn't happen, and he's a loving and a devoted husband. What the hell are you talking about? This isn't hearsay. This isn't a rumor. It's not a he said, she said. You said it. You're on tape. This is where we're at with these people now. Reality no longer even exists. Now, speaking of being detached from reality, have you guys seen the Project Veritas story, the second part? Not the whistleblower on the vaccines who says that the vaccines are BS. The little Nazi fellow who's going to shoot you with a dart. Somebody needs to make sure that BLM sees the story because this is just absolutely perfect. This would blow away the Nicki Minaj story in an instant. This would blow away the fact that BLM is protesting against the vaccine passports in New York City because they're calling them racist and discriminatory, which is true. This guy in this undercover interview thinks that the way to get black people vaccinated is to dart them like animals. Load up the vaccine in blowguns and drones and shoot black people in the neck. And then he talks about doing it to white people first so that maybe the black people don't think it's racist. In other words, trick them on top of darting them like animals. I'll take this from the Gateway Pundit too. I'm going to paraphrase some of it because I'm going to take some of the info from the video too, not just the text. An undercover Project Veritas reporter was talking to an FDA employee named Taylor Lee, and they started off talking about vaccine hesitancy. Lee says, I remember reading about how with COVID trials, they were having an issue recruiting African-American people. And the Veritas journalist cuts in and he says, oh, I can't blame him. And Lee responds, I can't. But at the same time, like blow dart. That's where we're going. You get blow darts of J&J and like go to the unvaccinated and blow it into them. Just shoot everybody. And at this point, I don't care about your bodily autonomy. When the interviewer asked Lee how they're going to be able to reach the hesitant minority population to convince them to take the jab, he offers an unsurprising but horrific solution. It's fine, we're just going to go after the whites first. We'll post video campaigns about doing it to the whites first, and then they can't call it racist. I mean, census goes door to door if you don't respond, so we have the infrastructure to do it. It'll cost a ton of money, but that's the point. There needs to be a registry of people who aren't vaccinated, although that's sounding very Nazi Germany at the same point. Listen to this quote. Blow-darting African Americans is where we're going. Just shoot everyone. Nazi Germany registry of unvaccinated Americans. Think about it like the Jewish Star. Go door to door and stab everyone. When I heard this, I actually just started laughing. I mean, can you fathom the media outcry if this was a Republican or tied to the Trump presidency in any way? Or even was just, you know, still with the FDA. But imagine if this came out when Trump was president and this was the FDA under his administration. Imagine the media right now. Black people, they want to dart you like you're not even human. White people too, but mostly to fool black people into thinking that this is not racist. In terms of vaccination rates, black people are less likely to be vaxxed. Their numbers are way less. For example, in New York City, I think maybe 75% of whites are vaxxed, maybe 30% of black people are. So the FDA solution is to go black people hunting and shoot them with a dart against their will. My, is that not an interesting story? I wonder if we're going to hear any outrage from the Biden administration. I wonder if we're going to hear of mass firings over at the FDA. I wonder if black leaders around the country who are part of the Democrat Party, are they going to publicly denounce this? Or are they going to try to sweep it all under the rug? What's your guess? And to think that we're the ones that are always called racist. I don't remember anybody in the Republican Party talking about hunting black people with blow darts and drones. Again, I hope this story gets in front of the BLM leadership because their response should be the stuff of legend. I haven't looked around today. I don't know if any prominent black leaders have responded, but I haven't seen anything yet. I don't know. It's pretty new. Hopefully soon somebody high profile like Nicki Minaj spreads it around to her followers because they may not even see it otherwise. You know this isn't on a single mainstream news outlet. And think about that. Someone talks about secretly darting black people and it doesn't even make the news. Wow. Again, sorry for all the jackhammering if you can hear that. They're building like a 3 or 4 story building just across the street. Now, that story I talked about before, about the fool in Maricopa, right? It's all over social media. It's seen by millions of people already. It's in our news all over the place. Comparatively, that's a boring story, right? Shooting black people in the neck with a dart? Making Nazi-style lists of the unvaccinated so that they can come and dart you like a stray bear? Oh, this has got to blow up all over the internet. I wonder how much confidence people are going to have in the vaccine now after this. See, everything that the left is doing is dishonest and causing them harm at this point. They want people to trust the vaccines. They want people to trust them. Yet everything that they do makes you question them and their motives. They hide data. They hide adverse reactions. They give the FDA a get out of jail free card. Make sure that you can't sue them if they have if you've got a bad reaction to the shot. There's no recourse, right? They tell you, you just need the shot and then you're free. And then they tell you, no, I'm sorry, you need boosters. Then the FDA says, no boosters, nah, it's not safe. Mandates so you lose your job, right? Talk about coercion. Get the vaccine or you can't feed your family, you can't make any money. And now they just want to dart you like a farm animal. Oh yeah, sounds like the jab is the best thing for me. I'm not suspicious of all this at all. Let's continue with Corona for a bit. Why not? With all the bad news from the FDA on boosters, adverse reactions, etc., they are desperate to change the narrative back. And on cue today, they come out with a story about how, of course, more people are dying of COVID in the States with lower vaccination rates. And also, they're trying to psychologically scare you by telling you that the number of COVID deaths in the United States has just surpassed the Spanish flu. Now, I went over this on a podcast recently, but let's just mention this again really quick. The Spanish flu did kill around 675,000 Americans, yes, when the U.S. population in 1918 was around 100 million. So for COVID to be as deadly as the Spanish flu, you have to take population into consideration and multiply by around 3.2. So around 2.16 million people would have to die from COVID before we equal the severity of the Spanish flu. And right now, I think we're closing in on 5 million dead around the world, right? 4.9 or something like that. 50 to 100 million people died around the world of the Spanish flu. Also, let's not forget the 50,000 a year or so who die of the regular flu who suddenly just disappeared last year. Nobody died from the flu last year, isn't that amazing? I wonder if those people were added to the total. Plus, now you have all the people who the hospitals are now finally admitting that they listed as dying from COVID when they died with COVID. That's a massive difference. If you had a heart attack, a fatal heart attack, and they tested you and you were an asymptomatic carrier of COVID, you were listed as a COVID death. So the hospital could get their $30,000. The actual death toll from COVID is much lower than they say. All right, so let's hold off a little bit on these Spanish flu comparisons. If this were as true a deadly pandemic as they're talking about, an unstoppable pandemic, things would be much, much worse, all right? The homeless in the streets would be gone. The unvaccinated, no mask wearing migrant populations living under a bridge in Texas by the thousands, thanks to the Biden administration, would be dropping like flies. But they aren't, are they? We are a year and a half into 2 weeks to slow the spread, and after all this time, Australia has 1,100 and something deaths. They may have crossed 1,200 today. That's the same number that died there from the regular flu in 2017. Reality is not matching the propaganda. Now, speaking of Australia, hold on a second. Just seeing this flash on the news, 9 people shot at a Kroger in Tennessee. Right on schedule. All right, back to Australia and jackhammering. Things are really heating up down there, all right? Like I said, 1,100, 1,200 deaths roughly. They've been locked down in various cities for months. Now, they have regions down there. I don't know exactly how it works. I've never needed to study it. But think of the USA being broken into areas like, you know, Northeast, Southwest, Midwest, whatever. And each region had local government that works with the main government. So there's different restrictions and lockdown measures, I believe, depending on where you are, depending on what zone you're in or territory, whatever they want to call it. But all of them are the most draconian anywhere in the world. People have been locked away for months in some of these areas. Now, Australian construction workers, like the ones jackhammering right outside my window, were recently told to get the jab or basically lose your job, all right? They started protesting pretty hard. Apparently, a lot of the construction people are not vaxxed and they don't want it. And so there was a huge scuffle at the union headquarters the other day. Then the next day, they all went out onto the highways on foot. They created a lot of chaotic backups on the freeway, blocked traffic. Now in Melbourne, they were joined by other anti-vaxxers and other tradesmen coming under the same rules that they have. You know, they had to get jabbed or they're going to lose their trade. The police, in their full riot gear, broke up a protest rally at a park by shooting tear gas and rubber bullets and other non-lethal or less lethal projectiles, even as people were running away on foot. They shot them in the back. Now, back in the city, the police formed rows and said that they're not going to warn people again, that the use of force was the next step, and the people got angry. They started chanting back, "Freedom." And every day, meaning that they'd be protesting every day, coming back and doing the same thing. They moved in, tear gassed, shot the citizens with non-lethals, and they arrested about 200 people. For safety, to keep you protected from a virus that you have a 99.9x chance of surviving depending on your age group, right? 60% of all businesses that closed under COVID are gone for good, by the way. Do you think that might be making people a little bit angry? And all the while they look you in the eye at night on the news and tell you how horrifying and devastating COVID is, how civilization as a whole is in danger, you know that that's not the case. They tell you, you must take a vaccine or else to participate in society. If not, you can lose your job. You can lose your ability to feed your family. They talk about losing their patience with you and maybe having to dart you like an animal. They talk about the Great Reset, the New World Order, social credit scores. When the hell did this come about, you ask? And what does this have to do with 2 weeks to slow the spread? It doesn't. Remember from the beginning, COVID is on purpose. This was not an accident. It was not a mistake. It's not some wild virus that broke loose and now we don't know what to do. They had to get rid of Donald Trump and get back on schedule of collapsing society and trying to enslave us all, where government controls the means of production, you have some kind of social credit system, and every single aspect of your life is controlled. You're told what you can do, when you can do it, and that's that. Many people don't see it yet, but more and more people are. Tomorrow's the audit report. I am hoping for something extraordinary. I'm hoping it helps wake people up to what this global agenda is, and I hope it inspires more people around the world to fight back. The good news is we're winning. Every day we gain support, every day they are more and more desperate and nervous. If they had truth on their side about the election, about the vaccines, about COVID, they wouldn't have this fear. They wouldn't have this nervousness. They'd be calm. You don't have to force anything on anybody when it's something good and it's something that people want. You don't have to use tricks and coercion, or in many cases now, brute force and violence to get your way. If what they were doing was right, everyone would be on board with it. Instead, more and more people are choosing to fight for freedom around the world. The house of cards that these people have built is a lot more fragile than you think. They can appear to be strong, okay? They can appear to have it all. They can appear to be in power. But they are slowly losing the culture war. They're slowly losing the very people that keep their illusion propped up. They're like a balloon. A balloon looks fantastic when it's inflated, right? Look how fragile it actually is. When that switch flips, it's going to be over for them so fast. The only thing that keeps them in power and keeps the tyranny in place is if we do nothing. If we sit around, if we're apathetic, then they can do irreparable harm. Keep doing all you can. Keep doing your part to fight back. It is having an effect. Keep sharing information. Keep talking to people. Keep being fearless. Keep resisting. Do not comply with vaccine mandates. Do not comply with mask mandates. They have no right to do this to you. More than anything, their own actions are having an effect because their own actions run counter to the intuitive spirit in Americans to be free. And all freedom-loving people around the world are waking up to the deep state, seeing who they are, and seeing what they plan for us. And they are resisting. The moment we collectively decide that this is over, it's over. It's not if, it's when. All eyes on Maricopa tomorrow. That's 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East. All right, let's end with the fact that Trump doesn't look at all worried, and let's end on his words with a statement he put out yesterday. Why is the fake news media continuing on their path of saying baseless and disproven lies concerning the presidential election of 2020, no matter how much evidence they see? These phrases are coordinated propaganda by lamestream. It is an automatic phrase they use about the 2020 election scam when in fact it was just the opposite. The proof is massive and staggering. The presidential election of 2020 was rigged. When the information becomes public, people will see that it wasn't even close. No, it wasn't, and if everything goes well tomorrow, it's going to be the start of the entire world finding all of this out without question. The resolution for it all? I don't know. But once truth starts coming out to the surface, it's going to be a hard thing to control. You're never going to put that genie back in the bottle. All right, that's it for today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. If you know people who would enjoy it as well, please let them know. And if you hate TikTok, like a lot of people do, I take all of the videos and other stuff that I work on besides the podcast that I make for that, and I put it on Patreon. So if you want to support the show on Patreon, I think you can do it for as little as $3 a month, and you can get all the extra stuff that I do on there. All right, have a great day. Talk to you soon.